Hello and welcome to Key 106 today. We have in the studio Steve Morton with us. Listeners to Early Breakfast will know Steve as a regular contributor to Early Breakfast, which is a fantastic. And Steve has a backstory to why he's been with Early Breakfast and still with us now, and something we're going to talk about and explore over the period of this next bit of time on the studio. So good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Nick. Nice to meet you.
And to you. So I'm going to turn you off a little bit there. Steve, I've been on Early Breakfast now about 13 months, something like that, 13, 14 months. As I say, you were with us from a very early stage. To bring it back to it, why were you with us at that time of the day?
Well, I used to listen to Wessex FM, which was the only local radio station. I was a carer before I got ill, so I was driving around Dorchester, Weymouth and places like that, and then Wessex FM sadly got taken over by a large company, and that was the end of that. So then someone put me on to my friend actually, Alfred, is a friend of Mike Mott, whose brother Rob Mott works for the station, so they told me about it, and I was hooked because the music and everything is so good, my era, down to earth chats and play music instead of talking all day.
Yes, okay, brilliant. Yeah, keeping us very, very variety music wise and everything else. So, you've got a backstory, as we say, and we're going to put that out there right away. Yeah. You've got the prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And where are we to at the moment with that stage before we start at the beginning?
Do you want me to start at the beginning?
Let's start at the very beginning. And right. How did you find out, Steve? What, you know, how did it occur?
Okay, so as I said, I was a carer for All About Care in Dorchester and the surrounding areas. And I used to jump out of bed and go to work, not a problem. And I just noticed I was struggling to get out of bed. But I just put it down to aches and pains and stuff like that. And I did like a drink. I haven't had a drink for 2 years, by the way, but I did like a drink, and I was getting up overnight 6 or 7 times, but thinking nothing of it because I was having several pints of a weekend when I wasn't working and stuff. So my Miss Becky, by the way, I think I've got to thank her most of it for everyone for still being here. She insisted I go to the doctors, set up an online appointment.
Okay.
And I went to the doctors and got what you call a PSA check, which is to test the antigen, the protein in your prostate, and a wide-spectrum blood test. So I got all that done, and then I went home and waited for the results.
Symptoms-wise, what made you think, actually, I'd better go to the doctors?
Symptoms-wise, mostly was getting up of a night 6 or 7 times to urinate.
Okay.
But I also had back, I had a bit of a back pain, and I did notice a bit of blood coming out, you know, from the front where it shouldn't. So I was putting it down to, you know, like everyone my age, we've all worked all our lives, so you just put it down to wear and tear. But Becky insisted I go to the doctors, which I'm glad she did.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you went to the doctors, and What was the test procedure? What happened there?
So you go to the doctors, and they, you know, everyone's terrified of getting the test because it involves a finger where the sun don't shine.
Okay.
But the main thing is you get a wide spectrum blood test, which is about, they fill about 6 test tubes up, and that can tell them everything. Even if you're going for something that you're not expecting, it will come up in that blood test. So that's what I was waiting for.
Okay. And roughly how long was the, you know, before the results came back? I mean, it must have been an awful, was it?
Yeah. Okay. We knew something was wrong. We were sitting in the, as most people know, the house phone never rings these days. It's always the mobile, isn't it?
Yes.
So the house phone rang.
Right.
And Becky answered, and it was, can I speak to Steve? And this doctor, he just had one of them voices like, you know, like a voice of doom.
Right.
He was a nice enough fella, but he was like, Steve, and he'd just like to say about your results. And I was like, oh, yeah. And he said, you've got a high PSA reading and we need to look for... A PSA, as I said, is to measure the protein in the prostate. So
okay.
a normal... A man my age, 59, would be 0 to 2 tops. Slightly older you get, it goes up.
Okay.
So mine was over 10.
Right.
So, but anyone listening to this, that doesn't mean you've got cancer. All it means is they have to do a biopsy. That's all. Because some people I know have got higher readings than me and we're all clear. So please don't panic if you get a high reading. But so the next step, I was sent to DCH for a back and front biopsy, which involves two probes and they put you to sleep.
So you've gone back to that stage and it must have been absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, how did it feel when you've had that news?
When the doctor first said that, you see, these doctors, and they're very calm, you know, on the phone, and they don't make a big drama out of it. But me and Becky were like looking at each other. Oh, no, you know, you'd fear the worst. But he told me not to worry. Go off to DCH and get your biopsies done because, you know, they don't know anything until they actually do the scans and the biopsies.
Okay. And
oh, by the way, sorry, they did ring me within 48 hours, so I was fast-tracked.
Okay, brilliant. So, and your good wife, Becky, you mentioned a few times now.
Yeah,
how was it for her and your entire family, really?
We're very, you know, like any partner's wives couple, we're very close, you know, I've looked after her when she was ill in the past, and we just didn't expect it because I'm not young, but to get these sorts of symptoms, it is pretty young.
Yeah.
So we were just sort of panicking until we went to the DCH, which also was very quick. I was down to get this procedure within 2 weeks.
Okay, good. And so... I know sometimes, you know, we've been talking across the email for, I'd say, over a year now. Which is great. And to see you back in the studio is even better.
Yeah.
Some of those emails that you've come through,
you've
been in a possible, am I right in saying you might have been in a bit of a dark place at times?
Yeah. Well, as I say, the medication I was on was sort of working in cycles. So I was waking up when the show was starting. I didn't even know you, did I? But because you play all the music, it helped me. That year of listening to them tunes and getting all the requests played and stuff like that, you wouldn't believe how much of a comfort it was. Because I was, Terry, I'm not going to, you know, a man's supposed to be a man and all this, but I was terrified of what lay ahead. But it was more anxiety because I didn't know what lay ahead.
No, absolutely.
So it's the next stage was to go and find out, which was looming pretty quick.
Yeah, okay. And what support was there or is there for yourself now and for others in the situation that you're in at the moment?
Well, unbelievably, Macmillan, I can't speak highly enough of that. They're in touch with you straight away if there's any problems whatsoever. And I'll go on to it a bit later, what they've done for me, but they're just incredible people. If I can ever help them back, I'm in a position to help them back, I would. Okay, so I went into the hospital, obviously terrified, and the doctor came and see me, the anaesthetist, told me what they were going to do. It's two probes. One goes up your back and one goes up your front, because they take a 3D scan of the prostrate and the surrounding areas, because I had a terrible sore back, which I told you before, which I was more worried about actually, but that turned out not to be as bad as what I thought. So came around, that was all done, and then the doctor said I had to stay there a couple of hours till I could recover, and then they sent me home and said that the results would be with me, you know, quite quick. And that was the way as I carried on working, because do you want me to go through and tell you what
absolutely
happened? I carried on working because my job, I was looking after vulnerable people in Dorchester mostly, and they actually kept me going because half of them were a lot braver than me, you know, and they'd been through everything, so they kept me going. So I was at work one day and then my phone went, and I knew it was straight away because it was so quick again. You know, I couldn't believe how quick. And it was a lovely girl called Kirsty, who was a nurse. And she told me what they'd found, which they'd done 50 biopsies, and half of them were cancerous. She didn't mention cancer. She just told me that I would need to start treatment straight away, and that I was lucky to for them to have found what they found.
Okay.
But she still, they don't mention that word because it terrifies everybody. And then the next stage was to come into the hospital and discuss it with the surgeon and have a look at the 3D scan.
Yep.
So I went in to see God, which is Dr. Afzal, who's possibly saved me from worse things, even death. And they give you four or five options, which is radiotherapy, chemotherapy, brachiotherapy, and the prostatectomy, which I can never say, which is the removal. Now, brachiotherapy, they plant seeds in your prostate, and they slowly kill the cancer over the next year or two. So I thought, great, I'll have that.
Wow.
And the doctor said, no, you won't. I'm sorry, but that's only if your cancer is contained within the prostate. Mine was about to come out.
Oh, okay.
So we took away all the alternatives and said, I'm sorry, but we need to remove your prostate as soon as possible. Because if it spreads into your bloodstream or your bones, even, it's called metastatic cancer, you know, you haven't got long left.
Oh, okay.
So I was terrified even more.
Absolutely.
But he was so good, Dr. Afzal. I'll tell you more later about him. He was God.
Yeah, and so the treatment and Macmillan and everything else.
So Macmillan
just, yeah,
got in touch with me straight away. Someone gave me a number, and I rang. And this lady, it was like having your own mentor for them weeks leading up to the big operation. I had to go to Bournemouth. Becky doesn't drive, so I thought, I'm not going to get there. And Macmillan actually gave me the money to stay in a hotel.
Okay.
They don't stay in a hotel. You can use it for transport, or you can. It's like a one-off grant for people who one minute they think they're okay, and the next they've got cancer. So Macmillan and all my little procedures and times in DCH. The lady was actually there. Is like my personal, like a friend, like a personal friend. So absolutely good, and you know, I've took them bits and pieces, but I can't thank them enough. Anyone who gets diagnosed, get in touch with Macmillan straight away, because they are so good.